The human body is a divine work of art, and naturally drawn to gaze upon it. But we miss its redeeming power when we completely sexualize the beauty we see. To be sure, we're sexual beings, and the energy of sexual attraction often draws our attention to certain elements of beauty more so than others. But it's a mistake to assume all beauty must be sexualized as such. For instance, there's a beauty in the innocence of the young that stirs our souls with joy and delight. And there's a graceful beauty to those who've aged well that brings us much comfort and peace. Likewise, there's a feminine beauty that inspires and nurtures, and a masculine beauty that energizes and motivates. This beauty is not abstract, nor is it the same as watching a sunset or the stars in the night sky. It's personal and embodied. Seeing beauty with skin on touches the deepest parts of our soul. But we miss the power of this beauty when we reduce it all to mere sexual desire. We should be able to appreciate the beauty of the feminine form, for example, without making it a sex object. And this holds true for masculine beauty as well. In fact, our extreme discomfort with even acknowledging masculine beauty often exposes just how much we sexualize all beauty. We avoid, deny, and become defensive rather than freely admiring and celebrating. And so, in our well-meaning efforts not to objectify or have our masculinity questioned, we miss the full power of human beauty in our lives, the power to uplift and restore, heal and reconnect us to our common humanity, divinely inspired. In the end, we become increasingly disconnected and addicted to cheap displays when all beauty is sexualized. Be captivated and let human beauty stir your soul without reducing it to mere sexual desire.